Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Go Blue.
And we welcome you back to our South Florida High School Sports Radio Show for a Tuesday evening, late night edition. If you had a chance before to check out the University of Miami basketball game, the Hurricanes go to 3-0, beat Florida A&M 87-61. So you heard all that action, and Canes off to a really good start. Speaking about good starts, obviously this last week, we finally last night completed the quarterfinal round of the state football playoffs, and I think 8 or 9 games around the state, which kind of were extended because of the hurricane. Nicole, whether the hurricane affected a lot of these areas, I think a lot of people were taking precautions and moving games around. Somebody who's taking full advantage, getting an opportunity to see games every day, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Andy Villamarzo. And he is from scorebooklive.com, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Andy, thanks so much for taking the time on this Tuesday night.
Larry, I appreciate it as always for you having me on. And yep.
There you are. Right. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on.
Obviously, you've been really, really busy the last couple of weeks getting ready for the state playoffs, traveling around, getting an opportunity, some really good games, especially, last Friday into Monday. Talk about that and talk about the, even though it's been kind of a downer that these games have been extended, it's given you an opportunity to see more and more games regionally.
Yeah, 3 games in the past. What is it? I feel like I'm 34, but I feel like I'm.
Is he with us? Are you with
my mind sometimes?
I think I lost you.
Yep. Can you hear me,
Danny? Do we have Andy on? Cause
yes.
Can you hear me, Larry?
Okay, just because I can't hear him.
Hello?
Just stick with us and we'll get Andy back on here. You there, Andy?
Andy's here, Blue.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Andy. I just couldn't hear you.
Okay. It's been 3 games in the past, 5 days. I feel like kind of losing my mind sometimes when I think of all the games and everything. But yeah, Friday night, got to check out Sumner at Plant. That was a Class 4 Metro game. Really good game. Plant fell down 20-0 there in the first half, and then kind of like the old Plant, they were able to find their way back into the game. Found a little South Tampa magic, as they would call that back in the Bob Wiener days with Aaron Murray and Robert Marvin. It always seemed like they'd host those region final and state semifinal games over at Dad's Stadium, and somehow they'd pull out a win against like a Dwyer or Armwood or someone. So yeah, it kind of brought back the memories there a little bit with now you got Hank Brown at the helm, and it was his first playoff win, and he's an alma mater of Plant, so really big deal for him. And then Saturday night, got to catch Olympia against East Lake, and that was a good that was actually a pretty good game, seeing that it was a number 8 versus a number 1, and they hung in there till the end. Just East Lake, you know, obviously with Bob Hudson, he's got a ton of experience there at East Lake. He's been doing it seemingly for forever, as long as the program's been around. So he's got them moving on, and funny enough, it's going to be Plant at East Lake this coming Friday. So I got to see both teams on back-to-back nights. And then last night, the Wharton at Oviedo game, oh my goodness, talk about put the icing on the cake, Larry. That game was I thought Wharton for 3.5 quarters just stifled, stymied, stonewalled, whatever words you want to associate with just really shutting down an offense. They really just had Oviedo figured out, and then the Lions in the last seven and a half minutes, Coach O'Darno, he, I don't know where they found it from, but they were able to come alive offensively and via the passing game, because the Lions are really known for running the ball with DJ Scott. Right. And they came back, and they went 80 yards in about a minute with a minute 45 left in the game. And in overtime, they win on a – I don't know. I put a video on Twitter. It's gotten a lot of got a lot of people talking about whether DJ Scott was in the end zone or not. All I did was say, hey, you be the judge. I'm not going to tell you exactly, you know, my thoughts. I'm just – hey, you take a look and you let me know. But they said he was in.
Nice. You seem to get all the good games, and I get all the running clock type of games, the 44 to nothings, the 39 to nothings, which usually is the norm for the first round. You have the semifinals coming up this week. Talk about some of the games that maybe you'll see, or some of the games that some of the fans need to see.
Oh man, there is a slew of them, really, Larry. I know the first round was kind of a hodgepodge when you're looking at which ones could have been good. I mean, there was some good games in the opening round, but then you're definitely right. There's a lot of blowouts, and somehow I avoided them. But I mean, I look at and for Metro, Winter Park at Apopka, I think that's going to be a good game. The teams I just mentioned. Planet East Lake. One that really jumps out at me is Tampa Bay Tech at Edgewater. Yep. You got the team that went to the Class 7A state finals last year, runner up, and they're going to be up against, you know, Cedric Baxter, the Texas commit, in Edgewater. So, you know, seeing he's fully healthy and he's back in the lineup, that's going to be a tough test for the Titans. You go down in your area, Blanche Ely against Dillard. I mean, that was a game that was cut short because of, you know, whatever was going on.
Something
was going on. So that to me is going to be a really interesting one. Game I'm going to be attending on Friday night is Lakewood at Tampa Catholic. That's a two Metro game. I think that one has potential to be a really good matchup. You know, I mean, just going, obviously the game, I don't know if it'll be close, but it always holds water because of the kind of the history behind it, Northwestern and Central. The Rockets would be, if there was such a thing as being favored or there's a spread, the Rockets would be the kind of the overwhelming. But you never know. I mean, it could be the last game in Teron Dickens' storied high school career. So maybe the Bulls surprise us. I don't know. I mean, I know crazier things have happened this year, but and Norland and Booker T. Washington, I think that could be a good game. I think that's another one down south that people, you know, definitely should check out if you're in the Miami area.
Yes, there's some good ones, Andy. What they do is some of the games in the region semifinals kind of set up what really looks like a really good region finals. I mean, you have Chaminade Madonna finally getting a chance to play in the playoffs this year. Obviously, the smaller schools were off last week. They'll get avant-garde again, but right on the other side of the bracket is Cardinal Newman of West Palm Beach, undefeated. Jack Daniels has done just an amazing job. A potential game between either Tampa Plant or East Lake against Ocoee or West Orange. Both teams, could bite, jump up and bite you. And also, you had mentioned that the region semifinal up in Class 4 Metro Region 1, where Lake Mary is going to Sanford Seminole, and you mentioned Winter Park and Apopka. Apopka is one of those teams, Andy, that you got to watch out for. And Seminole had a struggle at Mandarin and Jacksonville last night.
Yeah, I mean, they pulled it out 30-28, just barely. They're obviously playing with David Parks at quarterback. He's their backup. Luke Rucker is out with an injury, and it doesn't sound like he'll be back. So the Seminoles, they're going to have to find a way to continue to win without Rucker in the lineup. With Parks back at quarterback for the foreseeable future here in the playoffs, each game is just going to continue to get tougher and tougher for Sanford Seminole. And Lake Mary could sneak up on them, but if they get by them and Apopka takes care of business against Winter Park, that rematch up where Apopka with the game-winning field goal, 24-23, they get the rematch, which this time around it's going to be at Sanford Seminole, because now with the way the brackets go in the opening round, if you were the district champ, Mandarin got the host and they were the 8th seed, and somehow Sanford Seminole is the number 1 seed, had to travel to them. So now tables are going to flip. They'll get the host throughout Sanford Seminole, and they'll get the host Apopka potentially. I mean, we'll see. But to me, this is Jeff Rolson's one of his best coaching jobs, I'd say, just because of everything he lost from last year's Class 8A runner-up, and just offensively. And I got to see them against Olympia. My kind of quick thoughts on them was really good defensive team, just offensively not quite sure what they're trying to do identity-wise. It seems like they want to be a spread team sometimes. Sometimes they want to go back and be that spin offense type team back in the days of Rick Darlington there. I think it's kind of a throw it against the wall and hope it sticks type deal. That's kind of what I see out of them offensively. So I think we know as you go deeper into the playoffs, that kind of offensive style isn't going to per se work against teams that see good, fluid offenses as they move in, closer to the state championship rounds.
No doubt. That's Andy Villamarzo. Andy, let everybody know how they can follow you, because you're going to bring some really good stuff over the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. On Twitter, follow me at Andy, and then it's underscore my last name. Might be a little bit difficult just hearing it. It's Villamarzo, and that's not with a B, it's with a V. And then Illamarzo. It's Spanish. And you can follow me all throughout the playoffs here. I'll be at a game there on Friday night, and I'm actually going to go back out to Orlando. I'm planning to probably see a veto at Jones. I know there was the incident this past weekend with Jones playing the game. Tough to hear, something like that, kind of safety being a potential issue. But, I'm going to imagine they're going to beef up security and make things right, make it safe. Make it good
stuff. Andy, guys, appreciate you, man. We'll probably hook up with you in a couple of weeks. We'll get some more stuff going. Again, don't forget SB Live, SBLive.com, Florida. Sports Book Live has just done a tremendous job, and you guys are doing awesome. We get a chance to see Joe Fusaro down here quite a bit as well. We'll hook up with you soon. Thanks so much for checking in with us.
Larry, hey, thank you so much for having me on again.
Good stuff. Andy Villamarzo from sportsbooklive.com, SB Live here in the Florida. That's going to wrap up our abbreviated first half hour. We're with you until 11:30. Don't go away.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.